Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. World powers have agreed on a plan for a cessation of hostilities in Syria, but they've stopped short of securing a ceasefire, a move sought by the Syrian opposition to end Russian airstrikes on rebel-held Aleppo. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has a story from Munich.
After a flurry of bilateral meetings, a full international Syria support group sat down and crafted a plan to launch a cessation of hostilities targeted to begin in 1 week.
That's ambitious, but everybody is determined to move as rapidly as possible to try to achieve this.
In a news conference with his Russian counterpart and the UN envoy, Kerry said a ceasefire carried legal prerogatives that would not apply to a cessation. The group also said the cessation would not apply to terrorist organizations, some of which were near the besieged city of Aleppo, according to Russia. The group agreed to expand relief efforts in Syria, where a humanitarian crisis has worsened as a result of the Russian-backed Syrian government bombings over Aleppo, which have forced thousands of civilians to seek refuge near the Turkish border. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Munich.
The UN mission in Mali says three peacekeeping troops were killed Friday in an attack on a base in the northern town of Kidal. UN mission head Mohamed Saleh Anadif says 30 other people were wounded in the early morning attack. UN mission sources say suspected Islamist militants fired rockets at the camp. The French news agency reports that the dead peacekeepers are from Guinea. In his statement, UN mission head Anadif expressed outrage at what he called a hateful and irresponsible act. Please look at our website at voanews.com. VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is to meet with the head of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, Friday at a security conference in Munich. The meeting occurs after the Western Military Alliance and the United States announced plans for the biggest military buildup in Europe since the Cold War. The United States is set to quadruple military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion in 2017 as NATO increases troops on rotation and training, stockpiles military hardware and arms, and forms a rapid reaction force. Russia has called NATO's moves a threat to stability in Europe. The military alliance says the news plans are aimed at reassuring Eastern European allies concerned about Russian aggression. Pakistan announced it has dismantled al-Qaeda's main network in South Asia and foiled plans to break out of jail a man involved in the murder of journalist Daniel Pearl. Lieutenant General Asim Bajwa, the spokesman for Pakistan's military, said they've arrested 97 militants, including Farooq Bhatti, also known as Mosana, the deputy chief of al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, 12 of the group's financiers, and 15 explosive experts. Bajwa said the head of this al-Qaeda chapter is in Afghanistan. He said Pakistan has also arrested senior leadership of a banned militant outfit, Lashkar-e-Jhangvi, along with 10 of the group's IED experts and 6 suicide bombers. The two U.S. Democratic presidential candidates appear to be working harder at convincing voters they are the candidate for all people, especially middle-class Americans. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders held another debate Thursday night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and the intensity of the race was on immediate display.
The kind of criticism that we've heard from Senator Sanders about our president, I expect from Republicans. I do not expect from someone running for the Democratic nomination to succeed President
Obama. Madam Secretary, that is a low blow. One of us ran against Barack Obama. I was not that candidate.
The verbal bars have increased as Clinton tries to rebound from Sanders' landslide victory in New Hampshire earlier this week. Pope Francis, head of the Roman Catholic Church, arrives in Cuba Friday for a historic meeting with the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill. Kirill is in Cuba for a state visit. The Holy See says Pope Francis will make a stop at Havana's Jose Marti International Airport to have a personal conversation with the Patriarch. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.